Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here, and I am here on behalf of the Division Board for Professional Development. I'm finishing up my five-year term, and I've had a great time, and I have enjoyed the interaction with NCHEC and look forward to future interactions as well. So basically what you've done is you've survived the EDO, or you've passed the MCHES exam, and now you're thinking, okay, now what do I do? And that's kind of what my presentation is about. As the others, I have no relationships to disclose. I do want to give credit to Julie Lute. She was unable to be here this morning, but we were co-presenting. The objectives for my talk are to look at the new competencies and subcompetencies that came out of the health educator job analysis, a bit of a review for that, and how they relate to continuing education and professional development, discuss the similarities and differences in maintaining the CHES and MCHES, and looking at various continuing education opportunities that are available within both. So a little bit about HEJA. Beth did a good job of explaining that. It came out in 2010, describing the contemporary practice of health educators in the United States. So just by the numbers, we know there were 7 areas of responsibility, 39 competencies, 223 subcompetencies. Of those, 162 were entry level, 61 were advanced level. And the conclusion from that was that all of these should be used for professional development activities. Just briefly, some of the new areas or expanded areas that came out of those competencies, more on ethics, research and evaluation, management administration, training, advocacy, influencing policy, partnership development, promoting the profession, and consultative relationships. And you'll see those as we look more at the subcompetencies and the continuing education opportunities. So MCHES and the advanced level subcompetencies. We said there were 61 advanced level. Professional development activities need to be directly linked to those subcompetencies in order to be awarded advanced level continuing education contact hours. Plug for the NCHEC website, that's where you go to find those areas of responsibility, and specifically the advanced level subcompetencies. Some of the advanced level subcompetencies are formulating measurable, attainable, SMART objectives. I won't go through the rest. Selecting strategies and interventions to achieve those objectives, organizing health education into a logical sequence, using evaluation findings to plan future training, creating logic models to guide evaluation, disseminate research findings through professional conference presentations. Also, more of those 61, demonstrating ethical behavior and managing fiscal resources, facilitating cooperation among stakeholders responsible for health education, strategies to enhance staff and volunteer career development, enhancing our profession, providing expert assistance, that's where that consulting has come in, leading advocacy initiatives is that emphasis on policy and advocacy, and using evidence-based research to develop policies to promote health. So we all know what continuing education is. Let's translate those subcompetencies into continuing education. It is our educational experiences that enhance our knowledge and skills related to the individual's professional occupation. That's pretty much a standard definition. And as I said before, NCHEC encourages all CHES and MCHES to pursue continuing education in all areas of responsibility, all of the competencies. Okay, this gets into the numbers game a little bit. So CHES and MCHES continuing education, what's the same? 75 hours are required for the 5-year certification. That hasn't changed. It's not different. Category 1 is still pre-approved programs and activities category, and there's still a minimum of 45 hours required in Category 1 credit. Category 2 is not pre-approved by NCHEC. In Category 2, there's a maximum of 30 hours. That's the same for CHES and MCHES. And as always, all 75 contact hours can be earned in Category 1. Those remain the same whether you're CHES or MCHES. What's different if you're an MCHES? We now have what we call Category 1 Advanced and Category 2 Advanced. And that simply means that the advanced category relates to an advanced level subcompetency, one of those 61 that we were talking about earlier. And again, as in Category 1, those are pre-approved activities. Category 2 Advanced, again, has to relate to an advanced level subcompetency, not pre-approved. Category 1 or 2, minimum of 30, must come from an advanced level subcompetency. So if you're an MCHES, you have to make sure that at least 30 of your contact hours need to relate to an advanced level subcompetency. So where do you find all these continuing education opportunities? Another plug for the NCHEC website. There is a listing of courses there that are available. We are working with designated providers more and more to get them to put more of their activities on the site. We're also doing some enhancements to the site to make it search function a little bit easier to find those. So please use the website as a great resource to find out where those opportunities are. So some examples of what advanced level CECH opportunities are. So you attend a professional meeting, just like you're all doing this week. The difference is you have to participate in specific components of the meeting that address an advanced level subcompetency. So we're lucky in that APHA, as a designated provider, has already determined what those advanced level subcompetencies are and which sessions relate to those. So somehow it's marked in your program information. You go to this session, it's approved for advanced level, and you get your advanced level credit. You author a journal article, just as in the past, but the topic must be related to an advanced level subcompetency. And then take an academic course or traineeship on a subject related to advanced level subcompetency. So a lot of the same types of activities, but just they have to address an advanced level subcompetency. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. So there's all sorts of options we have. You have seminars and conferences, academic courses, directed self-study, satellite instruction, and training programs, pretty much the standard, what we're used to doing and attending and participating in and to get our credit. The nice thing is, though, for MCHES, there's something new. In addition to that, we can earn contact hours through work-related activities, events, or experiences, again, that relate to the advanced sub-level subcompetencies. But that's good for all of us because we do those things on a daily basis, and now we can use them towards our advanced level credit. For example, what those CECH opportunities would be. Developing a health education course or curriculum. I'm sure a lot of us do that on a daily basis. Develop funding proposals for grants, contracts, and cooperative agreements. Definitely an advanced level skill, and I think we just heard from Megan about that. Certainly, practicum students aren't doing a lot of grant writing. It is more of an advanced level skill. So all those grants you're writing to keep your jobs and keep your departments going now count. Coordinate a community assessment process, service on planning groups and boards. So again, if you're as part of your job, as opposed to your volunteer work, they can both count. Other examples are acting as an internship or practicum preceptor. I know a lot of us do that. Now we can get credit for that as a Master CHES. Conducting root cause or gap analysis, development of evaluation, research, and data analysis plan, conduct a stakeholder analysis or feasibility study. So we can see these are a little higher level. So it takes additional skills, addressing those subcompetencies, and are things that we do on a daily basis in our jobs. So we wanted to share a little bit of data with you. The Division Board for Professional Development has just recently conducted a survey trying to reach out to CHES and MCHES to make sure that they know how to get their continuing education contact hours. So this is very preliminary data, but we just discussed it a couple weeks ago, so they wanted me to share it. We're trying to figure out how they find out about continuing education opportunities and how we can do a better job of promoting them. So 63% use the NCHEC website, as I discussed a few minutes ago. 52% find out about them from mailings from designated providers. So we need to work with the designated providers in that area. 87% prefer to be notified by email. So that tells us a lot about print pieces or other types of communication. And 68% know how to track their contact hours on the website. Some work needs to be done there, too. People know how to go to the website, pull up their own personal transcripts, and see how they're doing. So just in summary, we know what national certification is all about. It establishes a national standard of practice, attests to an individual's knowledge and skills, assists employers in identifying quality practitioners, develops a sense of pride, and promotes our profession. And so here's the communication advertising part. We are conducting a seminar next Thursday that is reaching out to employers, potential employers for health educators, and hopefully you will participate or pass this information along to others who may be interested. We're trying to engage employers in discussing the value of hiring CHES and MCHES. So we're excited about this opportunity, and we're really reaching out to this group to encourage more hiring of CHES and MCHES. And another really awesome thing that we've done this year, and kudos to Melissa Rarig, who's done a great job with this, as well as the marketing committee, we've developed an employer video. And if you haven't seen it yet, you can go to YouTube or you can go to the NCHEC website. And it's a 3 or 4 minute video that talks about the importance of hiring CHES and MCHES. A lot of testimonials from employers, a lot of good information there that you can share with your students, staff, fellow colleagues, staff, whoever you would want to share with. It's a great resource. And then, of course, this looks familiar as well. I can see Melissa stuck this slide in for a couple of our presentations. So, we are out there, so you can find us on YouTube, Facebook. We just started a LinkedIn group, which is taking on a life of its own. If you're not already a member, please join. Lots of good conversations going on the LinkedIn group. So, thank you very much. Thank you.